This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out always goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, all the butchers, all the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, Ron Edwards.
Good morning.
I had to do that because Marie in Germany is listening, and she did Ron Edwards with sunglasses on.
Good morning, Marie.
Yeah, Maria. Maria.
Maria.
You remember Maria, right? Okay, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I want you to hang on for just a second, Ron, because I've got a special caller on the line here. James, are you there?
I sure am.
All right. Well, James, I want to get this out there right away because tonight I'm going to be over there where you are going to be at Mug's Sports Bar and Grill, which is located at the corner of Olmerton Road and 58th Street, correct?
Correct.
We're going to be there from, 6:15 until the speech starts, and then it's going to be streaming right there. You're going to have the president's speech right there for all the people that come that they can watch what the president has to say in Orlando.
Exactly. And it can't even rain on them because we're going to be inside.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. And by the way, those wonderful folks over in Orlando, some of them are going to get wet.
They sure are.
I hope they're ready. But, James, you've got quite a cast of characters there tonight. You've got Dr. Bill Urban, who's going to talk about the dangerous open borders and Islamic terrorism. I'm going to be giving the pledge like I always do, and I'm also going to be talking about Flag Day, even though it's after Flag Day, explaining how we got to Flag Day and what it's all about. And, of course, you'll have a lot of other things going on there, too. But that starts tonight, Mug's Sports Bar and Grill on Olmerton and 58th, right there in the Icott Center in Clearwater. And we look forward to seeing you there, my friend.
All right. I look forward to hearing you give us a pledge and tell us about Flag Day.
All right. Thanks very much. And that's James and James Stratton over there. Okay. Ron Edwards.
Yes.
How's about those 1,000 troops that are going to Iran, are going to the Middle East, rather, because of Iran? Did you happen to notice what units they were and what they might be doing?
Not exactly, but I'm kind of concerned about the situation with Iran because I'm wondering if we're going to get into some kind of entanglement with Iran if 1,000 troops are enough, because if we do, I think we should get involved to quickly, and I mean very quickly, do what we have to do to Iran and get out of there. and not engage in something that drags out for a long time, because I think this Iranian situation is kind of taking a lot of attention from the deep state here in the United States of America, and that what Trump is battling with, and also to get his reelection going. So if we do something with Iran, it's got to be done, I mean, very strongly and quickly.
Well, here's what's going on. Iran has definitely been a thorn in everybody's side here. They've actually struck four tankers with these little tippet mines, which are capable of sinking a ship if it hits the right part to be detonated at, provided they detonate. But the thing of it is we are not going to put up with these guys anymore. And if they do make the mistake of doing something with a naval vessel, one of our naval vessels, we will sink. We will sink anything that's within eyeshot of where we're at. And then after that, we'll take out their base, too, because it'll be a strategic shot that'll be done. And by the way, Iran has two oil refineries. The day after they do something like that, they'll probably have one.
That's good. See, that's something quick and decisive.
Yep.
And that will hurt the country.
Yeah, but as far as getting into a war, nope, ain't going to happen. But it certainly will be a strategic, well-placed strike to really set them on fire, so to speak, and say, okay, boys, you had enough, or you want to do it again?
Because also we have to remember that Iran has been bragging about the fact that they're going to be surpassing the legal limits, according to that silly...
They already have.
Yeah.
So they already have. I mean, they've already done that. They're just saying they're going to do it, but they've already, in fact, done it.
See, that has to be dealt with, too. So it's going to be an interesting situation in how we continue to deal with Iran. And I think something has to be done quickly, massively, and in and out. So it's something that's not dragging on.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Pentagon photos that came out, not only from the drone that was flying overhead, but also from the U-2 plane that flew overhead, the satellites that are there, are just bolstering the fact that Iran actually was involved even more so than what we know, because we have yet to see some of those photos. However, they're very damning, and here comes the music. So hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, Ron and I are going to get a little political, because Ron always likes to do that. And we're going to get into a couple of his favorite conversations. Ilhan Omar and, Ms. Tlaib and all that sort of stuff. And don't forget AOC. You got to get her in the mix there, too. Because according to AOC, we're going to have concentration camps that are on the border that are just so awful. Yeah, right. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. You know, the numbers at Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an amazing story, because when you join the Freedom Boat Club, you've got access to over 400 boats at the largest franchise in the entire Freedom Boat Club organization. Now, they've got 185 locations scattered across the United States of America, 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Yes, I said France. Then the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay currently has 24 ports, with 2 more coming soon. And right now, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or if you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 off your one-time membership fee. That's a total of $1,500 off the one-time membership fee. And after that, all you pay is a monthly fee. Just load up your cooler, bring the fishing poles, and you're off for a day of fun in the water. And your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Just go to freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more, and tell them the captain sent you to save even more money. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is with us. Good morning again, sir.
Good morning again.
Now, I want you to listen to George Steffi Stephanopoulos. you like that, huh? Okay, and I want you to listen to what he has to say here with the president, talking about the polls that are out there. And we've seen 3 of the pollsters for the president lose their jobs yesterday.
So this trip has turned into something a little bit different with the former vice president's decision today.
Well, what was his decision?
To come to Iowa. Is that a good thing for you that he's in Iowa while you're here?
He made a speech. I watched it. You tend to doze off, but I watched it.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people.
It was fine. I mean, it's a political speech.
He's still leading the polls on the Democratic side. It's tightening up a little bit. And
was tightening up a lot, which is interesting.
But he's still beating you, according to the polls.
Well, I don't believe those polls. There's no way he beats me in Texas.
But even your own polls show you're behind right now, don't they?
No. My polls show that I'm winning everywhere.
I don't know. We've all seen these reports that with 15 out of 17 states, you spent $2 million on a poll and you're behind in 15 out of 17 states.
Nobody showed you those polls because those polls don't exist, George. Those polls don't exist. But I just had a meeting with somebody that's a pollster, and I'm winning everywhere. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So you don't feel like you're behind right now. You're not fighting for behind.
I haven't even started yet, but we're getting tremendous polls.
Those poll results so irritating to the president that a few seconds later, he has to go off the record to call his campaign manager.
Okay, so hold it off for a little while. Just call Brad on the phone. And I want to ask him that question, okay?
Days later, we would get the internal Trump polling data confirmed by the campaign. It showed the president far behind in key battleground states earlier this spring.
Now, that's George Stephanie Stephanopoulos. And again, there's something really strange going on when you have a Fox poll that shows President Trump down. And I was in a very strong Democratic area of Tampa last Friday. And about half of the people where I was at were Democrats as well as Republicans mixed together. And I had Democrats come up to me, tell me that they were going to vote for Donald Trump.
Well, Captain, the one thing that people forget, that in 2016, many of these same polls had the president down 17 points.
Mm-hmm. He had 1% at this time, 1%.
Yeah, so he was further behind, according to these polls, in 2016 than they have him down now. And I'll sum up these polls in two words, wishful thinking, including the ones at Fox. There's a lot of people now at Fox that don't like Mr. Trump because they basically either join the other side or they're bringing in a lot of liberals into the Fox camp. So Trump needs to just continue being the great president that he is, continue doing the good things for our country and standing up against our enemies as well, and he will be reelected. But we have to also watch for cheating. That's one of these things that I think the polls do is like they're like cover for cheating. Well, we've got this guy way behind and blah, 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 blah. And so while we're paying attention to these polls and all of that, and they get away with cheating because there has been cheating in some of these election places around the country. And so just have to watch out. But I don't believe these polls by any stretch of the imagination. So,
okay. Well, I'm with you on that one. Now, here's the other thing. Maybe AOC wouldn't want to believe a poll because there's a poll in her district that has her at 21% favorability rating and 54% negative rating.
Well, can you blame them? Because, first of all, they were, I don't mean to be insulting, but I think they were idiotic to vote for in the first place. But at least they're smartening up, as they would say. And they're realizing that this gal is no good for the neighborhood.
Well, it was a protest vote against the guy that was number three. I think he was number three in the House, who she had promised everything but the light, the moon, the stars, and the sun. And she's given them nothing in return. And all they remember is the jobs that were lost when who didn't show up? Amazon.
Absolutely. So that's all they have to do is continue to keep that in the forefront, because sometimes voters do have short memories. But those who are campaigning against her, just keep reminding folks about lost opportunities, and she will be a one-termer. I'd like to bring something up, Captain. This wasn't part of our list, but I think it's very important, very indicative of how sick our society can be. The Harvard rejecting Parkland survivor admission for comments. Now, I'm not one of these people who looks the other way every time somebody says something stupid, but at the same time, I'm not one who's going to condemn everyone for life for something stupid they say when they're 16 years of age. And this is what this is all about. You know, they go for the racist thing. We've all said stupid stuff when we were teenagers, every one of us. And so I think this is overkill in reaction to what this young man said when he was 16 years of age. He earned his way into Harvard, as they say. And I think he shouldn't be rejected because of stupid comments.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what goes on with the Internet. You got to be very careful what you put out on the Internet because it can be used against you, and that's exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, People on the left, including teenagers, say much worse things, and they're allowed admission, they're behind your kissed, and everything like that. So, for, you know, so that also is, you know, it's a double standard here as well. So he needs to get into Harvard. Maybe not. It might be better for him that he doesn't go to Harvard, because Harvard turns good people into fools a lot of times.
Well, we've got a great law school right here in my backyard called Stetson University. Lawyers know exactly what it is.
I've heard of it. Yeah, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so might be a blessing in disguise.
Now, the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, is going to meet with Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, on the USMCA to try to finalize that agreement.
Well, I hope that the Deputy Drupalong does not allow Nancy Pelosi to take over the event, the situation, because it was the president, a Republican, who really came up with this idea and pushed the bill. So hopefully Mitch McConnell will, you know, grow a pair and stand up for the president's ideas in this, because it's a good deal. It's better than what NAFTA. And it's got to be approved. You know, Nancy Pelosi and her cohorts have been nothing but obstructionists, not only on the trade issue, but on just about every issue that the president is in support of. So, Mitch, do your job.
And by the way, Boeing solved the problem with the MAX jetliner. Do you hear what they're going to do?
Oh, change the name.
They're going to change the name. That'll solve the whole problem.
Yeah, I think that... you know, they need to go ahead and hurry up and fix these babies, because I think they are.
I'm Jim Litton, pastor of Idyllwild Baptist Church in Lutz, Florida. Before beginning today's edition of Living Truth, I want you to know how grateful I am that you have joined us.
Here at Living Truth, get the job done, satisfy folks, and I think they can turn this situation around. I always look long term, not just short term.
Well, be aware of what's going on today, not only in the Middle East, but also in Venezuela. There seems to be some activity afoot down in Venezuela right now.
I'm Kim Whitten, pastor of Idyllwild Baptist Church.
That are being allowed to come across the border and get food and supplies and medicine and take it back into Venezuela by going over into Colombia. There's only a selected amount of people that are doing it, but at least it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it's better than nothing, but what has to happen is we have to continue to put, I don't know how much more pressure we can put on this guy to get out, the dictator of Venezuela. I don't even need to say his name. But it's got to be done quickly, I believe, because the longer it drags on, the more he continues to feel entrenched and entitled to stay. So.
Okay, we'll let you go, and I will talk to you again on Thursday.
Thursday, yep.
All right. Ron Edwards.
Shall return.
Thank you. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Now, coming up, folks, I'll be talking to author Kathy Chamberlain. She's written a book called Rules for Deplorables. For all you deplorables out there, you might want to listen up and hear what's going to be said. And if you want to call in and ask any questions, the number is 877-969-8600. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Warning to Iran as more U.S. troops being deployed to the region. The Navy releasing new photographs, evidence Iran responsible for attacking two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Dramatic death as the former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi dies during a court hearing. He had a history of health issues, but his death being investigated. Fashion giant Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away. She was 95 years old.
In the 1970s, Vanderbilt became known for her lines of fashions, perfumes, household goods, all bearing her name. She was also an early developer of designer blue jeans and the mother of CNN TV anchor Anderson Cooper.
Gloria Vanderbilt was 95 years old when she died. What an extraordinary life. What an extraordinary mom. And what an incredible woman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Chamberlain, because she's got this book called Rules for Deplorables, and Bobby Palermo, a singer, is a pretty deplorable guy himself. So, Kathy, how are you this morning, kiddo?
I'm great, Captain, and honored to be here with you.
Well, thank you very much. And your book, Rules for Deplorables, A Primer for Fighting Radical Socialism is all about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. So some people know what it is, but some people don't. So go ahead and fill everybody in for a second.
Well, Saul Alinsky wrote his blockbuster book, actually, back in 1971-72. And he wrote a series of strategies, of tactics, basically, 13 tactics exactly. And those tactics were meant to pretty much transform America into a socialist country. And what a lot of people don't know is that a couple called Cloward Piven wrote strategy papers back in the early 60s, mid-60s.
1963.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You've done your homework? Or
no, I happen to have my cheat sheet right there. This cheat sheet's older than you are, but go ahead.
Well, they were a married couple that were sociologists from Columbia University, and they wrote a series of papers, of strategy papers. And those papers are basically the blueprint that began our de-escalation from our great country into a socialist leaning at this point with AOC, as you've talked about much this morning and as you do on your show. But Saul Alinsky's tactics basically carry the blueprint of Cloward Piven into what we're seeing today.
And the prize pupil of all of this was a young lady in college called Hillary Clinton that Saul Alinsky swooped up and said, I want you to be my protege. I want to teach you whatever. She became the master of this, as well as Barack Obama, who came later, Bill Ayers, who came later, Bernadette Dorn, who came later, who, by the way, the last two names happen to be bombers.
Yeah, the Weather Underground, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis while she was in Wesleyan College, which a lot of people don't realize that was put under wraps while she was in the White House. And that is now, actually, you can see that paper, go and view it, but it's still under pretty much lock and key.
Mm-hmm. Gee, that sounds like Barack Obama's college records.
That's true.
Yeah. But your book and the whole purpose behind it, and again, folks, Cloward is spelled C-L-O-W-A-R-D hyphen P-I-V-E-M, the Cloward Piven Strategy, which brought all of this out. The Rules for Radicals and Alinsky's work was the method by which the Cloward Piven Strategy was going to be instituted, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Now, how about rule number one? I love this one. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have.
Yes, that's a powerful one, and the left is extremely efficient at carrying that one out with all their threats and by, you know, making the American people feel as though there's more massive stuff going on behind the scenes, such as obviously the collusion, delusion, craziness that they've put this country through. But it's that just illusion of power that can paralyze its victim.
And I'm going to switch around a little bit. I'm going to jump around because rule number five is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. Now, this is where they call people names and they say racist and they call them whatever they call them, homophobic, whatever the words are, whatever the terms they use. That's rule number five, and we hear it all too often.
I love that rule because that's actually how we got our name, the Deplorables, by Hillary Clinton, the basket of deplorables. Yes, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic.
Well, I wear that with a badge of honor because I have a group called the Proud Dependable Deplorables, and you've got the Rules for Deplorables.
And I call myself the Deplorable Author.
Yeah, so there you go. See, there's a lot of deplorables in this. Now, a tactic, rule number seven, a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Explain that one.
Yes, well, they're doing that all the time, and I'm hoping that, and it looks as though they're basically causing the American people to turn against them with this impeachment thing.
That's right. That's exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we can turn it on them.
Yes.
Which is what we're doing.
Yes.
Because everything that I'm saying here, you can turn around and you can use this against them. Now, rule number eight is keep the pressure on, never let up.
That's right. And in fact, in my book, every single chapter I devote to one tactic. And my chapter number 8 is trick or tweet. And our president is the first president in my lifetime, President Trump, who actually uses these Alinsky tactics almost better than the left does.
Yeah, he understands the book. By the way, if you have any questions for Kathy, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. Now, also, rule number 9, the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself.
Yes, well, that one also is kind of related to number 1 that you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. But when John Brennan, for example, called our president basically a traitor, that is exactly following that particular tactic.
And, of course, one of the rules, or one of the, somewhere along, I got this somewhere, look in the mirror. Think what you want to say and say it while you're saying it looking in the mirror, which is what this is when John Brennan does something like that, because he needs to reflect that back on himself. And by the way, he's in big trouble.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, well, I know so. Number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. And we're seeing that with what they're doing.
Absolutely. In fact, the left has really garnered the majority in our academia, our media, and they pretty much pull the strings and keep the pressure on from many different areas against our president and against the conservatives, which many of whom do not understand these tactics. And it's imperative we get this word out because they have got to start fighting back.
And this one, number 11, is pretty interesting. It's if you push a negative hard enough, it will push through and become a positive. That goes along with their other part of this. If you tell a lie often enough, it will become the truth. If no one challenges you.
Yes, and we have, the GOP has not pushed back hard enough over the years. And if you recall, our President George Bush, the media attacked him quite a bit as well, but he just never pushed back. And I think a lot of us just screamed at the TV when we would see all these attacks against him. And by not pushing back, it's almost like appeasing the enemy. So we've got to start learning to fight back.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And, folks, I'm talking to Kathy Chamberlain. Kathy Chamberlain has a book called Rules for Deplorables. You also have a Facebook page, Rules for Deplorables, right?
Yes, it's the Rules for Deplorables group. It's a private group. So if you're sick of getting attacked on your Facebook by friends and family, come join us over there.
And you have a website, too.
Yes, I do. It's www.rulesfordeplorablesbook.com.
Now, you mentioned in your book, and this will probably take me up to the break, that there are 8 levels of control that must be obtained before you are able to create a socialist state. And I want to get into this in a little more depth than what I'm going to mention here. Number 1 is health care. Number 2 is poverty. Number 3 is debt. Number 4 is gun control. Number 5 is welfare. Number 6 is education. Number 7 is religion. Number 8 is class warfare. And here comes the music, so we'll have to talk about this when we come back. But it sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're doing right now. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with author Kathy Chamberlain. And again, if you have any questions, 877-969-8600. And call or hang on the line. We'll get right to you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch final segment. I've got Kathy Chamberlain here, author of the book Rules for Deplorables. But first, this final segment is brought to you by Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is located inside Mixon Fruit Farms. And for those of you that get the Florida Tourist Guide, this is the same Mixon Fruit Farms in Bradenton. They've got a great little Groveside Cafe inside. I call it the hidden gem of Bradenton. So, give them a call, 941-748-5829, for your to-go orders, or stop by and see what they have to offer. And tell them the Captain sent you. By the way, the Amazing Superman, the Nightclub Sub, the Fort Lift Burger, just to mention some few things. And don't forget to top off your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream cone. Oh, Boy, Mix and Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street, South Bradenton, Florida. All right, right to the phone lines for Kathy. We've got Neil Good. And what is your question, sir?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What is your question for Kathy?
It's Mildred, by the way.
Oh, Mildred. All right. Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Mildred. All right, go ahead.
I was just wondering, did Barack Obama take his second term swearing in on the Quran?
Okay. Thank you for the question. No, I don't believe so, Kathy.
Yeah, I don't think so either. There's, you know, people love those conspiracy theories, but that's a little too far out there for even me.
No, I, as a matter of fact, now the more I think about it, no, he never did. Not him. It was, what's his face? Ellison.
Yes, in Minnesota, I believe.
Uh-huh. Yep. All right, and let's go to the second caller here. We've got Ray. Good morning, Ray. Your question?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I hope everybody's doing well. I just want to get your input or feedback on, you know, it's one thing for the Democrats and the outlandish things that they say, but it just seemed like how the media, they're giving them cover. They're just right there and with it. And then our education system, the way it's been hijacked, it's very concerning for me, I know, for a lot of people. What's your thoughts on that, and what can we do about it?
All right. Thanks very much, Ray. Well, go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, it is a huge problem. And the left started this attack and started infiltrating our schools and our media decades ago. So we are really far behind the eight ball on this. And if we don't get a handle on it, we've lost an entire generation because of it.
And when it comes to the media is bought and paid for by some really big money for the most part. Now, I'm fortunate that I'm sitting here at the most conservative network in the country, Salem Media Group and Salem Radio, predominantly a Christian-owned a business that gears in that way. And we are all about America and being Americans first. We wave the flag. We say, God bless America. We're not afraid to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and that's what we're all about. All right, let's go to this next caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bob calling from Clearwater.
Okay, Bob, what's your question?
Well, I was wondering how Kathy came to write the book, and has she always been deplorable?
Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead, Kathy.
Thanks for calling, Bob. Yes, I've always been a deplorable from the time our great president came down that escalator with his beautiful wife. And what got me to write the book, I actually am a licensed building contractor here in the state of Florida. And back when Irma hit, I was climbing my ladder to inspect a roof, and God just kind of shoved my ladder to the left and wanted to put me in a different direction. And I can't because I broke my back and I broke both wrists, and I was in the hospital for about 3 months just throwing things at the TV, watching Fox News and watching all the stuff that the left was doing to our great president. I ended up writing a book to help him win 2020, and that's what Rules for Deplorables is all about.
And that's a very good point that you bring up there, because sometimes when you get hurt, get bedridden like that, you get a lot of thoughts, you get a lot of ideas, you know, now what? And you came up better off for it because of what it is that you're doing. And again, this book, I want to get into this, because this eight levels of control that must be obtained before you're able to create a socialist state. Now, healthcare. Gosh, what are we doing now? Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you're providing everything for them to live.
That's right. They've got this down. They're very organized, the left, and we got to start fighting back.
Then when it comes to the debt, that's the Clarid Piven strategy part here. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you're able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty.
Right. One of their strategy papers was the Weight for the Poor, W-E-I-G-H-T. And they basically wrote how we could increase our welfare rolls so that the exact thing that's happening today and under Obama, of course, the welfare recipients increase exponentially.
And then there's gun control, and we're right in the middle of that, too. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you're able to create a police state, and boy, out of my cold, dead hands is the way I say it.
Exactly. And, you know, I did a lot of research on Venezuela for my book. Mm-hmm. Chapter 2 is Viva la Revolución, and it covers what AOC, as you call her, wants to do to this country as far as leading us down the same path as Venezuela. And when Maduro took over, or actually right before him with Chavez, he instituted a gun control where they actually changed their constitution, mm-hmm. and they took the people's gun rights away with a penalty of owning a gun of 20 years in prison. That's coming, folks, if we don't stand up and fight this.
Right. And then you talk about welfare taking control of every aspect of their lives, food, housing, and income. Obviously, that's what we're seeing, especially with the illegals.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, they want to give them everything for free and not our veterans, which is just a real pet peeve of mine.
And then when it comes to education, then this is one of my pet peeves, because I've watched education go downhill over the years. You know, used to be you had to add, subtract, multiply, divide in your head to be able to get out of high school. Now that you run out of power, you know, if the power quits in a McDonald's, a Wendy's, a grocery store or whatever, nobody can add.
It's so true. I mentor two little boys. I mean, they're not little anymore so much, but I've known them since birth, and they come over to my place to ask me to help them with math. And this Common Core stuff has absolutely befuddled me. I can't even figure out how to teach them. It's crazy. Thank heavens for our Governor DeSantis here in Florida, who's really kind of attacking the Common Core issue.
And then you have religion. Remove the belief in God from the government and schools. That is contingent to what the courts do and what a Supreme Court does. And so far, we're okay. But if the Democrats take control and they change the balance in the court to their side of the aisle, watch out for your freedom of religion, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And one religion that, you know, obviously is not under these same controls is Islam, which we better be very careful, because they're starting to teach our children, even mm-hmm. as young as elementary school. You're seeing these prayers going on and stuff, and we've got to really stay on top of that.
And then there's class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. This will cause more discontent, and it'll be easier to tax the wealthy and with the support of the poor. And that's exactly what's going on right now in America.
That's so true. And Saul Alinsky had a name for that, and that was the haves versus the have-nots.
Correct. Correct. So, folks, again, Kathy has this great book, and you can get it, Rules for Deplorables. By the way, Kathy will be tonight at the Muggs Sports Bar and Grill at Almerton and 58th for the Tampa Trump Club. You'll be over there, and she'll have her books on my table right by the door. So if you want to stop by, you can see Kathy and take a look at her books. And if it suits you, you can purchase the books right there. And, you know, the other thing, Kathy, while we've got about a minute here, well, we've got about 30 seconds. The other thing is you've got a website.
Yes, I do. And the book can also be purchased on Amazon, by the way. But my website is www.rulesfordeplorablesbook.com.
Okay. Well, I got to finish up by reminding everybody about Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. And, of course, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget Kevin out there driving around somewhere. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. All right, we've come to the end of a great day. It's going to be a great night tonight. You'll be able to watch on television the president's speech over there in Orlando, and you'll be able to see it if you want to come out to the Tampa Trump Club meeting over at Mug Sports Bar and Grill at Icott, in the Icott Center in Clearwater. But we hope everybody has a great day. It's been a pleasure talking to you again all across the country. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce. Have a great day. God bless America. And remember, it's all about we the people.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.